Yeah.
What would you say to what might be the opposite perspective of instead of saying, "Oh, the Madonna sound great, I got to get that,"
right,
to a person such as me, who would say, "Well, those jhanas seem like impossible to attain, so yeah, I'm just going to forget about it. Right. It doesn't apply to me," or it's like,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I would reevaluate in the sense of just that saying that say like a jhana experience is dependent on or relies on a continuity of mindfulness and a continuity of wholesome states, and you realize, okay, I'm capable of mindfulness. And I'm capable of good states of mind. And he says, "Oh, okay. You know, that's the encouragement." And of course, that's where vitakka and vichara, where one is rather, because oftentimes what we have a conception of me, the meditator, sitting there and making my mind go into jhana, whereas. So we talk and we chant, just, you know, lifting up an object into the mind, whether it's lifting up the object in terms of the experience of the breath coming in, breath going out, lifting up the object of a recollection of loving kindness, a directing of loving kindness, a sustaining of loving kindness and compassion. There's a momentum begins to build of these sort of brighter, happier states of consciousness and of being, and the mind delights in that, and then it settles into it. That's your basis for jhana.